This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we have snow on the ground here in Des Moines, and with this cold snap, it's safe to say that winter has arrived. It comes with many challenges and frustrations, but there are some positives. One of those positives is the expected seasonal slowdown of H5N1 or high-path avian influenza. It's not time to let your guard down yet. Mother Nature isn't always that reliable. We'll talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg next.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
When it comes to avian influenza, we're getting an update from Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg. While we haven't seen any major outbreaks, our neighbors are feeling them, but the length of the warm fall may be complicating the pace at which we see the virus slow down for the winter.
Yeah, you know, again, because of that warmer fall, the birds are kind of all over the place. To be honest, and I'll be curious with this front that's moving through right now, this change in temperature, you're going to see stuff really moving through, I think, at a good clip. We watched this fairly closely, and we've seen some birds actually go to our east. And, which is interesting. It's just they don't just fly straight south. They do tend to go kind of weather dependent. And certainly, as you mentioned, one of those concerns is that they are carrying high path avian influenza as they have in past years. I will tell you that as we sit here today, that we do have, there are some positive detections in the neighborhood. South Dakota and Minnesota and Illinois have all had high path detections here in the last few days. And so what that tells us, again, is that as those birds are moving and have moved, that they are, in fact, some of them are infected with that virus. And so it's a time for high alert. Folks are really focused on that right now. Biosecurity is key. And as you say, once that cold weather takes over and push those birds further on out of here, that'll be good news. But even then, we know that high path is becoming more of a year-round issue. It's just that it's really true that in the spring and fall, it's of a heightened concern.
Also, a couple weeks ago, we saw the first outbreak of HPAI in hogs, and Secretary Nagg talks about what IDALS is doing to prepare.
It's concerning in that it did prove that it can make that jump, which is not really surprising. But the good news is that it's a very isolated situation. It's not in a commercial swine production system. But what it has done is I wouldn't call it a wake-up call because we've been thinking about these things, but it sort of makes it more real. And when something like that becomes real, you've actually got a detection, it just adds the urgency to it. And so we have been working very closely with experts of all from various species, but now really ramping up our efforts with swine and the Iowa pork producers to think about, okay, what would we have to do? What are the types of decisions that we're going to have to make should we, God forbid, have it here?
Secretary Nagg says that in a state so agriculturally diverse yet contained as Iowa, it's imperative that livestock producers of all kinds keep their eyes open.
We have to think about this differently than a state that maybe is just strong in dairy or just strong in beef. We don't have the luxury maybe of having it be that way. We've got it. Really got to think about it as an all agriculture, all livestock issue.
We have more at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.